Welcome to the Kay and Gus Show. I'm Kay Thompson, and Gus Henningberg is listening in. And wow, do we have a dynamite program on tap for tonight. And we have guests here in the studio again. And you're going to be really delighted because one of these guests is Wayne Gilman, former news director at WLIVBLS Radio in New York. How you doing?
Good evening, Kay. It's an honor and a pleasure to be here and with your company, and I know that you've been with us for quite some time now.
Thanks to Ty Washington and Shauna and, you know, Ayana and Ty 1, Ty 2, Ty 3, Ty 4.
There's so many people, yeah. You know, countless numbers
Really,
of people.
Really.
But it's really a pleasure, and I love this edifice.
Isn't
I mean,
great?
I couldn't think of, you know, I figured we'd see a candelabra here at the table or something, but there it is. It just fell. But it is an honor to be here.
Yeah, I know everybody recognizes your voice, Wayne Gilman, you know.
Still?
Yeah.
After all these years.
Yeah, sure. Sexy newscaster himself is here. And then also Byron Saunders is here.
Good evening. Byron Saunders is correct, yes. Thank you so very much.
Thank you for coming. Byron is on with WBAI, and, you know, he's traveled all around, and he's been in the theater, and he's doing a lot of stuff, which we're going to be talking about soon.
Absolutely.
And I was telling you a little while ago, I said, you look so familiar to me.
It's only 10 people in the entire world, you know that. So
I know. We could be related.
We could very well be. And we travel the same circles, you know. And of course, when you listen to radio, these voices now have faces to them.
So I hope I haven't shocked you this evening.
No, you haven't.
I used to look good at one time.
Oh, you still got it going.
Oh, I said thank
okay.
you.
Okay. I'm getting a taste of that. But my daughter is here, Lisa Payne. Hey, Lisa.
Hey, Mom.
How are you doing?
Okay.
Can you hear me? Yes, I can hear you.
She's
but also,
ageless. Every time, still looks the same.
Well, you know, she's doing
it's
so many things.
Thompson Jean, I
yeah,
guess.
Yeah,
not really. You have to pull your face back in the morning. And, you know.
Oh, yeah, right.
Secrets to staying young.
Yeah, we all have to get that together. But listen, I want to tell people that, you know, what we do here at the Kay and Gus Show. This is a, I don't know, it's not really, it is family oriented. I mean, we try to keep it, you know, within the realms of good taste. Sometimes we get a little interesting, let's put it that way.
Oh.
Well, you know that going back in Black Talk Radio, the amount of stuff that we know about people that sometimes we can't talk about.
That's true.
However, when you leave the station and then you get on something like the internet, with Blog Talk Radio, you can say anything you want to say.
Yeah, I find that they follow you, too, sometimes when they say things, you know.
Well, but we want to say really welcome to both of you, to all of you, you know, to the Kay and Gus Show. And we invite you to listen every Wednesday from 8 until 9, you know, as we take a slower, you know, closer look at exciting news, information, education, and global communication issues. In other words, we can talk to anybody around the world. One of the people that we'd like to talk to, who is our congressional contact, is Congressman Donald Payne. Mm-hmm. And he, in all probability, is listening in Washington right now. He's recouping. Gus Henningberg is listening in, and he's recouping.
Right.
I was recouping a little while ago, and I'm still recouping, but, you know, you have to get exercise. And I have to exercise my mouth, right, Lisa? And so, you know, there's a lot of things that we do. You know, we talk about, just about everything. Hot topics all the time. You know, so whatever is going on, we're going to be talking about it, and we're going to be talking about it our way. And if you like it, fine. If you don't like it, it's still fine. But we do invite people to call in, because tonight, all of you, we are going to be doing a tribute to, you know, Whitney Houston, okay?
Sure.
And we all have Whitney Houston stories, and God, what a loss, what a voice. And she's a Newark, New Jersey lady.
Yes.
You know, I think she was born in Newark and grew up in East Orange. There's a school named after her in East Orange, right, Lisa?
Mm-hmm.
You were downtown Newark today. Tell us about what's going on down there.
Yeah, I happened to drive past her her church, and also had to go past her the funeral parlor, too.
Mm.
So it's just pandemonium on both places, you know. A lot of flowers, everybody, camera trucks everywhere. It's just like you know, I last time I saw camera trucks like that was the O.J. Simpson's trial on television. So everybody's doing interviews and just standing in front, but just, you know, mostly in shock. And then same with the funeral pile. I drove by there. I had to go by there also and see the hearse. And, you know, NBC has their satellite, huge this. I mean, they're really covering this. But they're finally going to have a private ceremony. My cousin is going to be going. My uncle can't make it, so he's going to go to the funeral on Saturday morning.
This is Donald Payne Jr.
Right, Townsend. But it's just, you know, it's horrible, but at least she's back home. You know, she's a North girl.
Right. So, if I might, I there's been so much back and forth in the media about the fact that they did not allow a public celebration at the Prudential, you know. And I was just wondering if I heard the family put the kibosh on that, you know, but basically, I don't know. Did you think that was appropriate or inappropriate?
I think the publicist put that out, wanted to do a whole big, you know, Prudential. I get why people want to do that, because her fans are so crazy. Like Michael Jackson was so crazy in love with her that they feel like a family member has died. And I think it would be good to have foreclosure for them. But the family comes first.
Right? Yeah.
You know, and I kind of was happy that she was actually having a small funeral in her church.
Yeah.
And her, because that's a private, I mean, this is like raw. You can't get any worse than this. This is like your nightmare has come true.
Exactly.
And I think that her family needs to get a grip on and, you know, do it in a small private at home where they're going to feel comfortable and safe. And then later on, if they want to do a memorial, kind of a happy celebration, all with this music and Prudential, let them do it. But I don't have a problem. I think it's good. I was kind of happy they did it at the church.
And you know, there's another thing, you, Wayne, and you, Barb, might not realize this, but with New Jersey, you know, in New Jersey is a lot smaller than New York. And it's like a big community. It's like everybody knows everyone else if they're, you know, involved with politics, if they're involved with the theater, if they're doing arts and stuff. And Mary Baraka is from there.
Right.
Okay. Well, in order for him to do what he was doing with his wife, why not? He was going back and forth to New York. And who of us didn't study something in, you know, the big city of New York?
Yeah.
You know, and New Jersey is like the town country, you know.
Well, it's come
to up. New York.
Yeah,
it is. But at the same time, you know, there's a lot going on. So it's like this community.
Mm-hmm,
and my story about Whitney is the fact that when my sister and I had our first business that we had, which was the Thompson Dance Studio in Newark on Bergen Street in the South Ward. At least you remember that years and years and years ago. I'm not going to give anybody any ages here. But anyway, it was on the corner of Bergen and Lyons Avenue in the South Ward. And Whitney was one of the students. Mm. Now, I forget how long she was there. I don't know, was it a year or two or what. And I don't have the rolls. You know, I never kept the attendance sheets, you know, just the numbers of the students. But we did do our concerts from the Thompson Dance Studio down at Symphony Hall every year. So that was a big deal thing. And I remember when I started working for New Jersey Network Television down in Trenton, I arranged for an interview with Sissy because she had just come out with this great book on the family, you know, because the family was, you know, they're known singers. They are just... There's Dion, there's Sissy, there's so many others in the family. I mean, and Sissy's a wonderful singer. And the book, I forget the name of it, but the book is great. So she saw me. When she saw me, she hugged me and said, Kay, I haven't seen you since I used to bring Nippy to the studio. And I said, oh, my God, Nippy is Whitney.
Wow.
You know, I had forgotten the nickname.
The nickname,
you know? So, yeah. So we're going to be coming right back with a whole lot more. And we have 1 minute to break. Is this nice, very...
It's,
you know,
exceptional.
High tech.
Yeah, I tell you.
All I have to do is look over here and it says 1 minute to break, dummy. No, it doesn't say dummy. I'm kidding.
But it's nice that she is having her come home ceremony at her church.
That's right.
That makes it very personal. Mm-hmm. And it's especially because that's where she came from.
And that's where she should be
with her
family.
Exactly.
And they've got to respect that. We'll be right back, everyone. Kay Thompson here for the Kay and Gus Show. And I'm with Lisa Payne. I'm with Byron Songs. And I'm with Wayne Gilman. And Ty and Shauna and Ayana and Ty 1, Ty 2, and Tati are all here. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Oh, right back. Kay Thompson here for the Kay and Gus Show here on Blog Talk Radio. If you want to get in touch with us, you know, just write us here at BW Moving Images Studio here in Jersey City. And this is where we are with Ty Washington and his very capable professional crew, where we do news, education, and information here. And this is BW Moving Images, and we are located in Jersey City, New Jersey. And there's a number for you to call right now for those of you who want to be involved with the tribute to Whitney Houston. And I know a lot of people will probably want to do that. So if you get out your pens and papers, I'll give you the number now, and I'll give it a little in about another couple of minutes, and a couple of minutes just in case you'd like to take advantage of making that call and giving your tribute or telling us something that you know about Whitney, or just to say that you appreciate the fact that she was allowed to be with us here so long, you know. I mean, truly an angel's voice. I've never heard. What's your favorite Whitney Houston song, by the way, Lisa? Your favorite Whitney Houston song?
Gosh, what's the name of that song? What's the name of that song? When she a video and she did with Wyclef and she has a leather jacket and she has an afro. Your love. I love that song because when she spoke and she's like, if I saw God today, I wouldn't mind. And it's like perfect.
Oh, wow.
I always felt that that she really, she was so in touch with that song. So if you can find that, that's my favorite because it was so touching. And I felt like she was actually feeling the spirit.
Byron, what about you?
Well, I have so many that I really enjoy now, looking back. But I think from the movie with Denzel, the preacher's wife.
She sang that at the church that she's being.
And the song that she sang in church, the Christmas song, it's so beautiful. Mm-hmm. And with the choir in the background, it puts you in the special mood that Christmas should be about, not with the gifts and the giving and all of the pomp and circumstance, but the fact that it is about the birth of a homeless child, and she's singing praise and honor.
And I want you to tell your story about about Whitney. But before we do that, and before we go to you, Wayne, let me just tell that tell the people that the number for you to call here, in case you want to call in with your tribute to Whitney Houston, is 323-679-0906. That's 323-679-0906. And lastly, it is 323-679-0906. Let me tell people in talk radio, always give the number more than once. You know, give people the time to get those pens and pencils.
Absolutely. So my story, going back to...
We do have a caller.
Oh, great.
Shall we go to the call right away before we go to Byron? All right. Hello, you're on the air. Hello.
This is Della. How are you?
Hi, Della. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Calling from?
I'm calling from Newark, New Jersey.
Uh-huh.
Hi, Della.
And I want to let the world know, as the world already knows, that Whitney was awesome. Her rendition of the Star Spangled Banner at the Super Bowl was awesome, and her smile was angelic, and I will always remember it.
Yeah. Thank you so much for that, Della. I know what you're talking about.
We all remember that wonderful moment.
Yeah.
Well, I was Zed Bakels up in Harlem back in 1988, 89, somewhere back in there.
Yeah.
Date yourself.
and Sissy was singing that night. Couldn't have been no more than a dozen people in the club, okay? And it was one of those midweek nights where you go out and I'm with some friends who I hadn't been with for a while from Hampton. And we were kind of reconnecting.
Yeah, from Hampton.
That's right. And they say, well, come on, we're going to take you to this club over at McKell's. And so we go to the club and Sissy's singing on the stage and the backup singers are with her. She's in her set and we're sitting here having our drinks, having conversations.
Is that Sissy or Whitney?
Sissy was she was the feature headline night. And the backup singers, one of them, which happened to have been Whitney. Mm-hmm. And she's at the break. She said, well, I'm going to give my daughter a set because she has a new album about to be released. And so we're going to let her have a few minutes to let her sing her songs and get a chance to meet her and know her. Well, in the audience that night with a dozen people or so, Phyllis Hyman was there. She hit that microphone. And you can imagine Sissy had to fight her to get it back. But it was such a wonderful moment. And then a couple months later, the album hit. And you knew this instantly was his star.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you.
But you might remember this for those who recall Nikki Giovanni's album Peace Be Still.
Oh, sure. We okay. have it at home.
There is a piece there that's dedicated to Aretha Franklin. Mm. And on it, she talks about how everyone always wants Aretha to do one more song. Just do one more song, Aretha. And it made me think about that poem when, you know, of course, Whitney passed, because we take our stars to the limit. We ask our heroes and our sheroes to do one more thing, just do one more thing for us, not realizing that there's a place and a time when our stars and our heroes and sheroes really need peace.
Yeah.
And they need to be alone. And sometimes we take them beyond the place
true.
Where they need to be.
So true.
And of course, Whitney is now is not with us because she's gone beyond the place where she had to
be. It's so special. It's so special. Wayne Gilman?
No, it's very prolific and profound what you just said just now because when the news first hit me, I mean, like everyone else, I guess we felt we lost a member of our immediate family. And not to dwell on the shortcomings that entered into her life during a latter part of her career. But, you know, I had wished that someone would have taken the reins, whether it was Clive Davis or I know her mother did a lot to intervene and stop the marriage that was somewhat toxic, you know, to say the least. But, you know, here was a raw talent, and we're losing so many of our talents of late, you know. But she was so young and so hip, you know. I mean, to me, there could have been somebody who could have just set her aside and said, listen, because I know this goes on. I mean, there are stars who have the money, who pay for grooming, especially if they need to be rehabbed that way. And I think she was on her way, you know, but, you know, addiction is such an awful thing.
Mm-hmm. And I think I'm angry because, I didn't mean to cut you off,
but
it reminds me of what I was talking about with my friends when, like, I'm annoyed with them. And I don't blame anybody else because it is the person eventually. But you can also help. You can be buffers and stuff. You have those people that hang around. I used to work for Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
You know, he first started. But one thing about him, he always surrounded himself around family.
Mm-hmm.
And also bodyguards. But those bodyguards were his family. That was his cousin, his brother. That wasn't bodyguards. Those weren't the bodyguards. That was close family and friends. But with regards to Whitney, I didn't like the fact that some of her friends at this party,
Kelly Price,
she says Whitney was doing great. She was drinking champagne. I'm like, wrong.
Please.
Champagne. Exactly. She should have been drinking champagne. Everybody, we know that Whitney had a problem because she told us on television. So you would think that whoever the doctors are that wrote her the prescription, because they even have video of her coming out of the doctor's office getting this prescription, they know. And so I think it's the responsibility of these doctors that are pushing these pills, because they're nothing but drug dealers too.
Exactly.
You know, and then, you know, you can only do but so much. Even like Carol O'Connor's. I remember he's from originally from East Orange, Carol O'Connor. And his son had that drug problem.
Yeah.
I remember he went
he
found
he
the drug dealer.
He
said, I'm gonna find that drug. He found a drug dealer, put his name on blast, and he went to him. If you ever come near my son, you have to do that sometimes. Mm-hmm. His son eventually passed away, but at least he did everything he possibly could do.
Right. I agree
and
with you.
As you said, if that's if the family is not intervening and then everybody else is enabling, they're just as guilty.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
The number for you to call, for people who want to call in for our tribute to Whitney Houston, that number here is 323-679-0906. That's 323-679-0906. Once again, the number is 323-679-0906. Call in and join us with your tribute to Whitney.
Kay,
yes.
My memory of Whitney Houston. I have to admit something, you know, it took a while for her to grow on me.
Really?
Back,
no,
you know,
kidding.
Seriously. I mean, I was a big Anita Baker fan. I think the two of them sort of rivaled each other one time when they were coming up. But two different styles, clearly, you know. But it wasn't until one day, the late Frankie Crocker, who I worked with, had her in studio with his girlfriend at the time, as you probably well know, Beverly Johnson, the model. And Beverly and Whitney had a professional relationship. And she had been, I guess at this point, maybe two or three successful albums in. And Frankie periodically would let someone sing on the air extemporaneously. And I heard her voice, and that sold me right there. I mean, without a band, without, you know. Just,
do you remember what she was singing at the time?
I forgot, but whatever it was, just took
yeah,
me, you
yeah,
know. And then the Super Bowl event, that was another. And I was, and someone who I didn't know at that particular time, we're going back almost 20 years now, I didn't realize was related to her. And I was a big fan of Dionne Warwick.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
her aunt is an aunt,
yeah,
cousin or something.
Yeah, her aunt.
You know, I was able to do an interview with her.
No, I think
know.
Dionne is her cousin, right?
I thought it was the aunt. I don't know.
I'm
getting
yeah,
this up as
I,
well
yeah,
as I know
so many
of the family.
Right,
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
So many family members. Mm-hmm. But very profound, very articulate, very confident to someone, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's why when I juxtapose what happened with her in her latter part of life, I just felt that someone could have been there, you know, to hold the reins.
Mm-hmm.
And
they said she was the highest paid entertainer on the planet. Was she
at
her?
Yeah,
I didn't
right.
know it was like, I knew she
yeah.
was but on, I mean,
in the
that's
world.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, people were bending over back doing whatever they asked for, and money was just flowing. And
exactly.
Just,
yeah.
And
you know.
Then you have those people that just come and just want to get what you have, you know, and
right.
they're giving you anything you want.
And what she did with I Will Always. You know,
oh, please, this is classic.
That
thing
blows
yeah.
me away every time.
No, I mean, the speculation now that she died a pauper, is that true? Or
I don't know.
You know, I heard that her, what's it called? Your advance.
Mm-hmm.
She got an advance of $400 million just before when she knew she didn't have a deal.
Right.
When she was struggling back. She didn't have a deal. Clive Davis gave her, I think, is what I heard, you know, $400 million. But, you know, when you get an advance of $400 million, you know you're giving up something.
Yeah.
Right.
Royalties or something. So maybe that's what, you know, they're talking
okay,
about.
They're saying, yeah.
But how could she be a part of all those hits and those? I don't care if she did give him a point on every single. She's still making money.
Oh, yeah.
But
so
also,
even in death, she's
exactly.
making money.
Well,
now
she's making
also,
more money.
Music is, so if you have copies of her music, everyone, you know, just save it.
Yeah. Right.
It because they're going to become, you know, what?
No, they'll just. You won't make
Collectors
it value.
Yeah,
but the people in the record business will Clive Davis and
yeah.
those people like that.
And
yeah.
they are, the people in the record business are somewhat known to not be above
mm-hmm.
board.
Reproach, right.
Sony,
mm-hmm.
For example, 30 minutes after she passed in the United Kingdom, all of her digital recordings were increased in cost.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, literally.
It's the same
moments.
Thing to Michael Jackson.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
what they do.
Yeah,
they make more
yeah.
money when these stars yeah. pass away.
Right.
But,
right.
you know, the thing that amazed me about Whitney was this powerful voice.
Yeah.
And I cut my teeth on live theater, and we were always told to sing to the back of the house.
Yeah.
Speak to the back
mm-hmm.
of the house.
Mm-hmm.
And you see Whitney, who is not a big woman,
mm-hmm.
not a big woman,
mm-hmm.
a very small,
yep.
framed
slim.
Woman, slim.
Right.
And but that voice,
oh,
my
booming,
goodness,
yeah,
just
exactly.
power, exuding power, just exponentially. And I mean, when she modulated, she would go into another world, another frame that most singers who are really can
yeah.
sing, they
yeah.
actually have
mm-hmm.
that. And I mean, she could modulate to that next
mm-hmm.
level. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness.
Well, we were going to be taking another break in just about a couple of. Minutes, maybe not a minute, but we have a minute to break, but we want to get this number out for you to call and with your tribute to Whitney here on A Closer Look on the Kay and Gus Show as we take a closer look at various issues and various people. Tonight, we're taking a look at Whitney Houston, paying her compliments because of the fact that it's a loss.
It's such a loss not to
be able to hear her anymore. But you're hearing her tonight. And call with your tribute. That number for you to call is 323-679-0906. That number, once again, is 323-679-0906. We will be right back.
If I wake up in
World War II,
I see destruction and poverty. And I feel like I wanna go home. It's okay, you're coming with me. Hold up. sleeping in Grand Central Station. Hey, it's okay. You're sleeping with me. As the years they pass us by, we stay young through each other's eyes. And no matter how we get on, it's okay. As long as I got you, there's all.
And we are back, everyone. Kay Thompson here. This is the Kay and Gus Show. Gus Honeybrook is listening in. Hi, Gus.
Hello, Gus.
Hey, Gus.
We're here and we're doing tributes to Whitney, and the number for you to call everyone is 323-679-0906. We're sharing stories. We're paying tributes to a wonderful, in fact, the most fantastic, fabulous, magnificent singer in the universe, period. Her music will go on, and she's, don't worry, she's watching and listening. What is she singing up there, you think? You know?
Some gospel.
Right, some gospel, probably, right? Yeah.
And we have to pay, you know, send condolences to Sissy.
Yes.
And the family, because I can't imagine daughter. What they're going through right now. Mm. And her daughter, and the rest of the family, Dion and Aretha, and you know, all
I can
the
imagine the Sissy, funeral Sissy, will be something similar to, because it's being held in that small church.
Yeah, New Hope Baptist Church.
New Hope Baptist Church. Right. But you remember the scene in Imitation of Life where the funeral, Imitation of Life. And the funeral for the mother.
Just amazing.
And the White Hearse.
And she came up, ran behind.
Yes. And because the streets are going to be filled.
Mm-hmm.
They literally will be filled with thousands of her well-wishers and mourners who won't be able to be inside. I understand they're putting up big screens to accommodate. That's why all of the trucks are there, in addition to the media trucks, but they will be putting up big screens.
And I'm glad that they're doing that, you know, because the community in Newark, they want to be involved with this some way.
Right.
Because especially in Newark and East Orange, I mean, they just consider, Whitney one of our own.
And she said it too. How many times she said, I'm from Newark.
She always claimed it.
And as you speak of that, I just want to inject here. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have to throw politics into it, but I am just astounded by the number of calls Governor Christie's office has been getting condemning his action to commemorate her passing and honoring her memory and things like that.
With the flag.
And, you know, not for nothing. I mean, I'm not a flag-waving Republican, but anyone were to go into my background.
But what did he say about the flag? He said
that regardless of what circumstances, whatever demons had been in her life, she did make a contribution. And for people to just stand up there and just condemn her at this particular time.
We don't care what they condemn.
I mean, I'm just astounded that people would actually have time to think something like that because they didn't consider her a role model, Well, I mean, I can't think of any one. I have to give, if I had a hat on, I would take it off for Christie.
Well, you know, I have to give
this
him
just
his
this one. Yeah, just mm-hmm. this one time.
Yeah.
You know,
he
I'm not.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Actually, he had no choice.
You think so?
I think so, because had he not said something about you know, Whitney, as much as he likes, you know, the other, you know, like Springsteen, whoever else.
Right.
Had he not. He would have gotten a lot of things come down on it, even if we let it here, boy, I'm telling you.
Well, I think he would have said something, Kay, but I think he took it a step further.
Yes,
yeah,
he
you know?
Did. So
and that, that's
props.
The thing, yes. I got to give him credit for that, you know.
Well, he grew up with her music.
Yes, exactly. Right. You know, and she was crossover, no question
about
it. Everybody.
I mean, come on, her hit was Dolly Parton.
Yeah, I didn't even know that, you know?
Tell us about that. Dolly wrote
that song. I Will Always Love You. Actually, the song was written for Best Little Whorehouse in Texas. and she sang the song because she did it on Broadway and went on tour. And then she expressly gave Whitney permission to do the song. And of course, the rest is history.
Yeah, when Whitney did it, when Whitney did that song.
Took off.
It just,
yeah.
Yes,
even Dolly Parton said that when she sang that song, she goes, I was just like, I couldn't believe how much money I made in that short amount of time.
Yeah. Wow. And she owned it, really.
Yeah,
I didn't even know that.
Exactly.
And just to show you how important that song is, just last night on Glee, they did that song.
Oh, no kidding.
Yes,
really?
They did.
Yeah,
and it was amazing because I'm like, wait a minute. How did they put that song in so quickly?
Yeah.
Because the way it was featured didn't look like it was done after her death. It looked like it was actually done before
her death.
So, I mean, even in retrospect, the fact that it was in that show last night on TV
was
amazing.
Powerful.
And of course, the young African-American actress that's in Glee.
Mm-hmm.
Got a beautiful voice, power voice, absolutely very good.
You know, I have to mention something too. You know, I happened to see Wendy Williams the other day.
Really?
And she was talking about Whitney. Now, you know the controversy that those two had.
Yeah.
But Wendy did something that I thought was pretty powerful. She stood up there and she said, "I'm not a perfect person," and she, you know, talked about her own addiction that she had. And she was, you know, overcome, you know, because of the emotion of Whitney, and that emotion of, you know, I would imagine that the discussion they had when doing, you know, WLIB or BLS on, you know, the next studio, right? Where that's where,
Whitney walked out on her or something like that.
Whitney called in.
Oh, called in. Yeah, I knew there was something.
He took Wendy to task.
Yeah.
And no one said,
yeah.
Wendy was no joke, though.
There was a side of her that was very street.
Yeah.
She would let you know that she was from that side of the street.
Well, there it is. When you have to, you know, just bring it where it is, you know, and if anyone.
Sometimes I think Wendy needs a little bit of that.
Yeah.
You know, have a ground. I remember once, not to shift to that, but I had a conversation with her that I thought was going to be confidential.
What, with Whitney or Wendy?
No, with Wendy, you know.
Now, and, Wendy's my friend, so you can't be saying too
well,
much
listen,
about
Well, listen,
I, now.
You know, I, well.
Let's hear it.
You know, anyway, it was about my cousin, Nia Long, the actress.
Yeah.
And she had heard something that she was dating the guy, 50 Cent, I think they call him. The rapper.
I have to say it properly.
50 Cent.
And my brother would say,
"50." I guess so. You know, and you know, given his track record with the 9 Bullets and all that, I was a little astounded when I heard this. And I said, you know, I got to talk to her mother about that because I'm certain she's not going to be too pleased to hear. Because we're somewhat, like all families, protective. We don't want anything to happen.
Sure.
And sure enough, you know, I did as a colleague to colleague, I went into her office, not even the studio, just to find out what she had heard. You know. Next thing I know, I'm driving home, and half of New York and the rest of the country heard this conversation that we had, and it's not like I was a participant, and she graphically described how upset I was, you know, called me tantamount to her father, and I said, no, I'm just a cousin, you know?
Well,
you know, well, that's what I heard, you know, my relatives started calling me, you know, said, stay out of Nia's business.
When you have the mic, you know, you do have a little power.
Yeah, I do. But I understand
that. You know, with us going back.
Okay, I would never share the stories that you've told. Some of the stories that have to stay off mic.
Well,
you know, I just thought that was common knowledge.
And I wouldn't tell some of the stories.
Example, please, no. You know, because I've always come to you for advice.
Soon.
There's a tell-all story or a book coming out.
As a matter of fact, we are now in Positive Community Magazine with Adrian and Adrian Castle and Jean Nash. And Adrian is Mr. Adrian Castle. Every time I say Adrian, somebody thinks that this is a woman I'm talking about. It's Adrian Castle and Jean Nash and Positive Community.
I'm sorry.
You know, the magazine is absolutely wonderful. They just did a bio on Gus and I. And as the month of February, we're going to be having our ad in there, you know, about the show. Because we do want to, you know, extend and increase the listenership.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also going to be, and the two of you I know are interested in this, you and you too, Lisa, making our tapes, our shows, our interviews, our conversations that we have had over, 28, 29 years, about 30 years?
Yeah.
You know, we go back
a long time,
right? You know. And with a lot of the people who are, you know, great, Dr. Ben, Dr. Van Sertimer, Dr. Clark, Jesse Jackson, Farrakhan, you name
Rosa
it. Reverend
Parks,
Al Sharpe, yeah. Rosa Parks, you name it. Gil Noble and Gus Hennigberg on the same show. So we have, you know, we're going to be making all this available. And all this stuff is history. So when we say that we're doing this show with in the context of race, people say, I remember people used to call me on Radio Wayne and say, why are you always talking about race? And I would say, because it exists, I've doggone it.
Thank you.
And as long as it exists, I'm going to talk about it.
Right.
All right. And as long as racism exists, we're going to talk about it. And we're going to try to stamp it out. So there.
One of the important things in preserving our history
yeah.
is the repository where our archival collections reside.
Yeah.
Because if they're going to stay in public domain, we must make sure that the public has access to them. Otherwise, we lose them in privacy. Mm-hmm. We lose them regarding how did we overcome to move forward into the future.
Yeah.
And a review of our past allows us that opportunity for generations to come mm-hmm. to then be able to interpret
yeah.
what was done. Some things should be done now that were done back years ago, which we unfortunately probably should go back and look at the way you Gus and Wayne actually reported it, because at the time that they were being collected and taped, these now become the important aspects of our past,
of our
which
history.
Allow us to really move
yeah.
forward.
Yeah.
And we don't do that enough. That's why I do my little history break
yeah.
on my Facebook page. A lot of people use Facebook for gossiping and innuendo.
Now your Facebook page, tell us the spelling of your name, because mine is K-A-E. And
Byron,
B-Y-R-O-N.
C is my middle initial,
yeah.
Saunders, S-A-U-N-D-E-R-S.
Give that again, Byron.
B-Y-R-O-N, Byron, C, Saunders, S-A-U-N-D-E-R-S.
Right.
And what I do, I use it, I call it the New Underground Railroad,
uh-huh.
where we are giving ourselves an opportunity to tell our history, the stories that we are not
yeah.
used to reading in our history books.
Mm-hmm.
This tape for this evening, for instance, is our current history. What we are saying about Whitney may be brushed under the rug if we're not watching out
exactly.
and really preserving the dialogue, yeah. because we each have personal stories that will never show up
that's right.
in a book, but guess what? They're in the collection now.
Yeah.
As
yeah.
a result of us taking this show and making it available
yeah.
to the public.
I think that's so important to say, and I'm ashamed to say, and I say this unabashedly to a certain extent, that I'm not even on Facebook. You know, I know that I appear on Facebook in different, and not to bring any levity
I'm
into it.
I'm going to talk about you tomorrow.
Well, go right ahead. You know, I mean, the thing is, I just never trust the
yeah.
site.
Yeah.
I have been so resistant to the new social media,
uh-huh.
you know,
uh-huh.
but, you know, when you're projecting something so important like what Byron had just mentioned, I just think it's so important
sure,
to have
sure.
that, you know?
When you think about the people that we have talked to and interviewed and the different topics that we've covered, I go back to the Tawana Brawley case.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Man,
I go back
right.
I go back to Sonny Carson, you know,
yeah.
letting me know about that.
Yeah.
Anyway, I go back to so much stuff. You know, it's amazing. We'll be right back, taking a break. The number for you to call with your tribute to Whitney, we have not forgotten. There she is. The number is 323-679-0906. 323-679-0906. Call with your tribute. We are back. We are back. Kay Thompson here. And we're, I know Gus Honeybrook is listening in. And Wayne Gilman is here, former news director from WLIB, the
Hello,
Gus. City Broadcasting. How you doing, Wayne?
I guess all right. You know, I thought Gus would be sitting right next to us this evening.
Yeah, well, he's listening
point.
In. So,
that's
you know,
good to
yeah.
hear. That's good to hear.
The number for you to call,
better.
Everyone, is 323-679-0906. Do we have someone on the line? Yes, you're on the air. Hello? You're on the air.
Hi. I received an email from Kevin Maynard. This is Della.
Yes,
Della. Walker.
Uh-huh.
How are you?
I'm fine.
And I'd like to read it. May I?
Sure.
Maynard is a local opera singer.
I know.
And
he's absolutely fantastic, and we're going to have him on the show. So go right ahead,
great.
Della.
I quote his email about Whitney. I suppose that many are trying to discuss the most important popular voice of all time. For me, this discussion is so easy. This is the example of voice for every pop, R&B, gospel, soul, jazz, blues singer in the world, in my opinion. I am not a magical singer, or country singer, or singer of Georgian chant. I am, however, an opera singer, and Whitney Houston is admired by every opera singer I know. Why? This voice reaches all people where they are. There is no person unmoved by the singing and the voice of Whitney Houston. She needs no accompaniment. If you hear this voice behind a closed door, you will recognize it. This voice is distinct. I could point to the phrasing or the feeling Whitney Houston gave when she sang, but I cannot stop here. This voice is focused and capable of singing high, low, fast, slow, soft, and loud. The voice has velvet, brilliance, body, and the most important of them all, mobility. This ability for color and sudden shading of tone, and then supported with a rich, lush quality, makes for a moving experience by all those who listen. Such as a round sound with point and a clear delivery of text, well pronounced, set the standard mm-hmm. required of all singers trying to be reviewed for fine diction.
Wow. Okay. Wow.
Opera. I'm not finished, if I may. Opera singers look to Marian Anderson and Enrico Caruso and others, but Americans will long point to Whitney Houston for the standard of great singing from the purely American experience of the most popular song.
Okay.
Whitney Houston was near perfect, and that's signed Kevin Maynard.
Okay. That's great. And Kevin, I've been, you know, we've been emailing each other and we want to have him on the show. Della, thank you very, very much for that. That was
You're quite welcome.
Okay. And we are back. We are here. Kay Thompson and Gus Henningberg, Wayne Gilman, Byron Sardis, who's on WBAI. And Wayne, where are you these days?
Teaching.
Teaching.
Little crumb
statues. And you're coming
in the
back
south
here.
Of
we got a lot to talk about.
Yeah. And I said, that's another hour long show by itself.
Okay.
I'm known as Mr. Wayne.
Mr. Wayne.
Yeah.
I just want to ask a question.
Wait a minute, you didn't ask the question. What? Lisa Payne, what do you think of these days?
You know, film, television, and I work for the Parks and Recreation Cultural Affairs.
All right.
I want to ask a question regarding, you know, talent, since you said you came from the theater.
Yes.
Do you think the artists, do they have a responsibility to their voice, to their tools, to maintain that?
Without a doubt, mm-hmm. it is the instrument which God has given us. Mm-hmm. The talent, which is, it's like a shooting star. Mm-hmm. You'll see it in the sky. It will be brilliant, and if it's not properly toned and protected, because if that is the talent that you've been given, you can lose it. And we do have a responsibility. And then it's not just to yourself, because then your fan base that really comes to appreciate and enjoy you are your stakeholders as well. And so I think, you know, it's unfortunate what has happened to some of our talent. What unfortunate that Whitney's voice succumbed to certain aspects of her lifestyle. And that's to say, that's from A to Z. Because at the point at which now that talent is gone, what we have to remember is what your caller just gave us. And that was, I mean, the velvet voice. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
But it amazes me how someone could be like Aretha Franklin still sing at the top of her mother's, you know, Tony Bennett.
Right, exactly.
These people, and they're still, and but I think it's like a spiritual kind of a balance that you have to do with the voice, with the entertainment, where you can't let it, like Frank Sinatra, you know, even Tommy, he was in his 80s still performing and still doing, you know.
He's another one. But I'm always struck by those performers, and, you know, not to break Dionne Warwick's confidence or Ronnie Isley, but I've known them to be chain smokers, and they still sing.
Yeah.
They still perform like, you know, their voices still sound the same.
You can do those.
So you kind of wonder, you know.
You can do those, take those chances with your life. It's a lifestyle.
It is.
But with the instrument that is yours, you know, you can imagine if you were playing piano, classical piano, and let's just say Andre Watts broke a finger. You can imagine how devastating that would be.
Mm-hmm.
That his fingers are insured,
right?
And so we need to make sure that if you do are blessed and given that special talent and anointment, that you understand it is your temple, it is your church.
Yeah.
And when you go to church, you don't play with God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
That's
beautiful. Mm. That's powerful. Yeah. Listen, thank you all so much for being here. Byron Saunders, now we can hear you on WBAI when?
Monday nights when I'm on with Mike Sargent. The
what
show
time
is
Monday
midnight
night?
To 2 a.m.
Oh,
so with the crazy crowd. The name
now
of the show is
Night.
Well,
again.
You do. You can call in. We do movie reviews. We do all kinds of things. It's rather an eclectic magazine format. I've been doing that show with Mike for over 10 years now, and it's the show is called Night Shift.
Night Shift, okay.
Where life is like science fiction. Oh, yeah.
And we ain't going, you're cheating these days, but I understand that you're going to be back on the air.
Yeah, sooner or later. I have one show date actually coming up on WVOX. I'm going to ask you to be a participant up in the Rochelle. I'll come personally and pick you up.
Okay,
you know, New Rochelle is like a hamlet, like Newark. You know, just more trees, more country. But I'm doing a fill-in for a good friend of ours. I don't know if you remember Marlene.
Marlene
Furtick.
Hmm.
Yeah, she worked with us way back when. And she has a program coming up, and she's asking to fill in. And I, too, had an opportunity to go on BAI with Chuck D from Public Enemy. And I guess I blew my turn because I was so busy, you know, with these little crumb statures trying to change a career.
It's an interesting world.
It is. And I tell you, I'm so taken back. We really have a lot to work with regard to our children.
Yeah,
we are lost. Mm-hmm. Some of us. I don't want to say all. Mm-hmm. But it really bothers me how much we don't know.
This is so true. And you know one thing, Lisa, what about you? You want to say some parting words before we go off air?
No, I just would like to do a show. You should do a show before I end the theater.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you're okay. And I would love to go way back. I always like Dream Girls. I saw that when it first Cheryl Lee Ralph. And I know she was singing to me. I was like, when we went, I was in fifth grade. And we sat in front. We took off from school. This was like big time. Our family went to see this play. And I would like to talk about the theater back then because a lot of those artists, they need to have more Broadway. And Broadway back then for the African-American people of color, they were doing it.
Right.
Imagine Jennifer Holliday doing her signature piece 8 nights a week.
Is that something?
And then that's the song before intermission.
Right.
Yeah.
And everybody waited for that.
Yeah.
But, you know, also, you heard about the theater then, you know, and we were sort of participating in that because, you know, with Alvin Ailey's, you know, dance and all that sort of thing, which when Whitney had come to the dance studio, you know, I remember that, I think she was on stage during a concert, if I remember correctly, because she was little with the flowers. Someone had given her her flowers. But anyway, you know, there's so much that we have done that we haven't even talked about lately. And this is Ayanna Jones coming up, and her show is coming up. Ayanna Jones, when is her new show coming up? What is it?
Tonight.
It's coming up at 9, so make sure you
More
stay.
Black history being made. Wow.
But also, GoPro Network. This is Ty Washington's business.
Oh.
We're on GoPro Network.
You think I can get an opportunity here?
Yes, I'll arrange
if
it.
If you come in as Mr. Wayne.
Now, Mr. Wayne. Yeah. Also, oh, listen. I love.
Also, Brownstone Digital. That's Carol Moore and George Moore. You know, they're also, you know, covering our ad. Now, Ayanna's is a brand new show. We have to, you know,
interesting.
To
I'd like to listen to
so,
it.
Yeah, we want to say thank you to everyone. Thank you guys for coming.
Peace and love.
Lisa, yeah.
Right.
And,
great seeing everyone.
Gee, Whitney,
we
you are.
About John
we, love, we will oh, always too. Love you.
Yeah,
John
right.
Cornelius is so much.
Edda James.
Wow. Edda
yeah,
James.
Wow.
So much.
That's enough.
I know, yeah. Right.
Okay, heaven, you got enough.
Fire's taking good, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
And we'll be back next week, okay, Gus, and, you know, we're now we're going off air. And we say, Whitney, you can't be beat.
Exactly.